Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
Today on Ours to Protect, we talk to John Armstrong from the Cork Nature Network about Cork's otter trail and how you can spot an otter when you're out and about.
We've done many projects on otters in Cork City. We've done an otter trail. So otter trail runs from Camden Quay all the way into Fitzgerald's Park and kind of talks to, shows people what otters, or gives people a bit of information about otters, kind of allows them to walk around the river and to have a look through areas where you'd quite likely to find otters. We have another trail in Bishopstown and then also in Ballincollig also, and there is a new trail going in Youghal once more. Cork City being a city of islands, being a city that was once called, was it the Venice of Ireland because of how many canals we had through. Cork is a city full of islands and otters love islands, so we do have a good population of otters. Also a big population in the Bride River that comes in through Blackpool, so that would be a really good spot for otters as well.
So it seems the otter loves the real capital given its proximity to water. But what else is there to know about our Madre Uisce? It's believed otters came to Ireland at the end of the last ice age over 10,000 years ago. We have only one kind of otter in Ireland, the Eurasian otter. Adult males can grow up to a metre long and weigh as much as 10 kilograms. Here's John again.
Otters are a fantastic species. Ireland is the European stronghold for otters. Around the rest of Europe, otters have been really declining. Some countries in Europe, such as Switzerland, actually lost their otter populations. This happened due to PCBs, which would be chemicals that are released from electronic products often. Ireland, we didn't lose our otters. Our otters remained remarkably stable, our otter populations. So that is something to be really kind of proud of. The otter is Ireland's only top predator that we didn't lose. So the low wolf was hunted out, the white-tailed seagull, the golden eagle, they were all hunted out also. The otter is the only one that wasn't.
The otter is often considered shy, which poses challenges for those trying to see it in person. John gives us some advice on how to go out and see these beautiful animals.
Otters are quite interesting because they are all around us, just we don't often see them. Reason being, they're normally found in quite low densities. So that means that in a river, you might have one every 10 kilometres squared kind of things. So because of that, people don't think there's otters. But wherever you see a river, wherever there's water, there's otters. Best place is honestly coming dawn and dusk. They are nocturnal species. You will see them during the day, but generally dawn and dusk is the best place to see them. City centre is fantastic, actually, along the near enough to the Mersey. It's a wonderful place actually to see them as well. But yeah, really, I'd say my advice really is to, as you're walking through the city, just start looking into the river. It's a very strange thing it's a city that is so intimately connected with the water and with the river, and being in Cork Harbour as well, that we seem to forget it almost exists at times. How many people do you see ever like kind of paddling in the river or kayaking in the river? Or it's a strange thing, I find, that we are so disconnected from that. And so just looking into your river, you're quite lucky, quite likely to see an otter, which is a fantastic thing.
What can people do to engage more with biodiversity in their homes, in their communities, in their green spaces?
I think, firstly, honestly, it's experience it. Be in it. So many of us are completely disconnected from our natural environment and from what it actually means to be in nature. Many people do see environmentalists as kind of idiots as I've once been called, a strange hippie, because we are interested in the natural environment. Yet my response to that would be, why are we? Why don't we go out into nature and experience it? I'm sure all of us have an experience of being in a woods or being somewhere and getting an encounter close with an animal like a fox or an otter. And those are moments that I hope we never lose, because they're kind of really deeply connected to us.
Today we discussed Cork's Otter Trail and how you can experience some of the Lee's very best wildlife for yourself. You can find out more about the work the Cork Nature Network do by visiting their website and following them on social media. To find out more about otters in Cork and Ireland, check out the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.